We love useless facts.
Sure.
And Bill, you're not on Twitter. You
right.
don't really get into it. I love it. And here's where you can use Twitter for good and not evil.
Okay.
Starting back in 2009, our next guest decided to tweet useless facts every day.
Mm-hmm.
And today, at UberFacts, has more than 13 million Twitter followers. 13 million. One of the 150 most followed handles. And the person who put that together, Chris Sanchez, on the line with us. Hi, Chris.
Hello. Hi.
Chris, it sounded like when he said 13 million.
Yeah. 13,
that's a bunch, huh?
13 million. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Good for you. Congrats.
Right, let me give you
Thank
this. You. Here's an example of something in this new book, Cats Are Capable of Mind Control, and 1,000-plus Uber facts you never knew you needed to know. And you're still putting out new tweets every day, correct?
Yes, every day.
God, aren't you tired?
yeah, but I love it, though, you know? So.
All right, here's a fact that I'm going to try this weekend. Mexican scientists turned a shot of tequila into diamonds by heating it mm-hmm. to 800 degrees Celsius. Where do you do your research?
Tequila's for good.
Yes, tequila for good. Where do you get all your research? I mean, where do you find all this stuff?
So all the content's found by myself and my employee, Chelsea. We spend about 8 hours a day just scouring the internet looking for articles. And we hit our daily websites. We go to Dig, Mashable, Live Science, Ecology Today, Reddit. I have Google alerts whenever there's a new study published. So we read a lot of articles.
What's your criteria, Chris, when you see one of these facts? What exactly does it have to meet in terms of criteria?
I bet it's you just going,
Oh.
Yeah, it just has to spark some sort of, invoke some emotion, whether it's shock or if it makes me laugh or if it's completely just unbelievable. I'm like, no way, that's true. Those are some of the best ones. They have to make me think about something.
Bill, didn't you have a kidney stone at one point?
Yeah, I had a kidney stone problem.
According to the new book by Chris Sanchez, Cats Are Capable of Mind Control, the pain caused by passing a kidney stone is said to be worse than giving birth.
My doctor said, and I quote, it was a woman who said, I've had two children and I've had kidney stones twice, and I'd rather have a child every day of my life than ever have kidney stones again.
Worse than giving birth or being shot with a bullet.
She didn't mention she'd ever been shot with a bullet.
All right. Maintaining good posture can burn up to 350 calories per day just by standing straight.
Just by standing upright.
How about that?
Well, because you use your core. You have to.
Is that
to.
What it is? Yeah.
All right. What are some of the most amazing things you've come across? What are some of your favorites?
Some of my favorites, one of them is that an airplane's black box is actually orange.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Was it at one point black? It must have been at some point, right?
No. So the term black box sort of just refers to the secrecy of its contents.
Yeah.
But it's actually orange because it's easier to find in a wreck.
So orange box is the new black box is what you're telling us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How about that?
That's going to be a tweet now.
Yeah, you could tweet that.
All right, give us some more. Wow us, because seriously, Bill and I pride ourselves on knowing a ton of stuff about things that don't matter. So do you have any way you can quiz us on some of these things?
Any way to quiz you guys on
some of
these things?
Yeah, bring up a fact and maybe we even know it.
Okay, you want me to ask you a question?
Well, you can,
that
sure.
Or just say, whatever. You can phrase it in the term of a question.
You must answer in the form of a question.
Okay.
Wait, I'm thinking of Jeopardy. I'm sorry, Chris.
What happens after a male bee has sex?
He smokes a cigarette. Not always.
He dies.
Oh, he dies?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
Wendy, with the point.
Thank you very
well,
much.
Well, then I would preach abstinence to any bees listening.
Yeah. Yeah, they sort of get a bad rap. The male bees are just kept in captivity. And
they die after only one outing? That's
mating.
It? Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's how it should be in the human population
Do you
as
think
well.
That?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Sometimes.
Terrible. That's terrible. Wow.
Right,
and that's with all bees, Chris? All male bees die after
all
one.
All male bee.
You know, what's mm-hmm. weird is the same thing happened to Aunt Bee on an episode of The Andy Griffith Show. Did you know that?
She had sex?
No.
And then she died. they don't run it in syndication. It only aired once.
You got to check your sources with anything Bill says, all right, Chris?
Okay.
That's cool, though. Good for knowing that one. Give us another one?
Every second, how many hours of video are uploaded to YouTube?
Every second, this many hours of video are uploaded to YouTube. Let's see.
12 hours.
I'm going to say 20,000 hours.
20,000 hours every second. Ooh, yeah. That would be a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Bill has
Can
no
I change
concept.
My answer?
No.
8. I meant to say 8.
Well, you guys both kind of overestimated. It's an hour of video every second.
Oh, man.
That's still a lot when you think about
it.
Every second.
Every second, an hour of video. The average person farts how many times a day?
Well, women don't fart, but if I did, I would say 4.
Now, you said average person. Who is he? Can you tell us his name?
his name's Joe.
Oh.
If he has a name.
Then I will also say 4.
And I will not ride in the elevator with him.
Right. There's Joe.
Well, the average person actually farts 14 times a
day. Wow. See, now that's valuable.
That's gross.
That's gross, Chris. Wow.
All right, I want more. Come on. Right, we need more.
Okay, let's see. Which of your lungs is smaller, the left one or the right one?
That's too personal.
I would say the right one.
Okay.
And I'll say the left one.
He only had one more choice.
That's why I picked that one.
You're good.
I picked the one that was left.
Yeah, 50-50 chance of getting it right. The left lung is actually smaller
Everyone
than the right lung.
Everyone knows that, Wendy.
Why
in
is
order
that?
To make room for the heart.
Because where your heart is.
Oh, you're...
That's why.
You're just reiterating what Chris just said.
I am so.
All right, let me quiz you guys. And you've written this book, and you may know this, but I don't know if you remember all the facts you go through. Chris Sanchez on the line with us. Cats Are Capable of Mind Control is the book. You can follow him on Twitter at UberFacts. What is the hardest bone in the human body?
I'm blushing.
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. I can't remember.
The skull.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Is it right?
No. Come on, say something.
Is it the collarbone?
No, that thing breaks like a twig.
Yeah.
The jawbone.
Is it your jawbone? That's the strongest bone there is?
Yep.
I didn't know that. And Chris wrote the book and didn't know that.
Well,
you get facts going through you all day long, so that's all right. Don't
all
feel
right.
bad.
All right, tell me about this one, because I seem to remember this being in the news. Remember Montel Williams?
Sure, of course.
He had a double mastectomy when he was a young man in the Marines after doctors found a lump in his chest that ultimately ended up being benign.
Yeah, true.
well, no, it is true.
Oh,
but do you remember that? I sort of remember hearing about that.
I do remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Scientists have
I remember reading about it when I was writing the book.
Oh. Right, I wrote a book of fun facts about Montel Williams, Chris. I didn't sell any copies.
Well, because there are only 5 facts in there.
It's a short book, but there's a page
many,
to draw
how many
pictures.
Are there?
Yeah, it's not that many.
All right, here's my favorite one in the whole book. Scientists have confirmed that swearing relieves pain.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
It does.
I know, pain-free Wendy.
And why
That's
is
one of my
that?
Favorite ones
Do you
too.
Remember that? Do you remember why?
I unfortunately don't remember why.
Why would that be?
Riding roller coasters relieves asthma symptoms.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it actually that actually forces, contrary to what you might believe, it actually forces you to breathe properly riding a roller
That's
coaster.
That's crazy.
Wow. So yeah, it helps relieve asthma symptoms. That one's really cool.
Going through all your research here, and you can go to @UberFacts on Twitter and find a new fun fact every day. Useless facts. I don't think these are useless
These are useful
at all.
Facts.
Yes. Did you come across in your research ways to get rid of hiccups? Because now I'm thinking if riding a roller coaster forces you to breathe correctly, would that also get rid of your hiccups?
Right.
You know, I've yet to come across a way to get rid of hiccups. But, you know, I'm going to look for that, actually, as soon as we get off the phone, because it's a really good one.
Chris, here's a weird question. How do you turn this into making a living? How do you get paid for this?
So I work with publishers who create content that's tailored to my audience, and the content's hosted on their website, and I get paid based on how much web traffic I send to their website.
And this is your primary job, right? You finding facts and putting them on Twitter, that's what you do?
Yeah, this
so
is
you must be doing
time.
Well with it. Good, that's great.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
How about this? People cry most often in the evening. The most common time people cry is between what 2-hour window in the evening?
I will say 7 to 9 o'clock p.m.
Close.
6 p.m. to 8.
Yep.
Is that those are prime crying hours?
Is that when you cry?
I cry from 7 to 9 every day. Every night, 7 to 9.
Consistently for those 2 hours every day.
Where's Daddy? It's dinner time. He's having his evening cry. He'll be down. Give us one more one. Do you have another one?
Over 30% of Americans buy holiday presents for their pets. I would bet it's even higher now.
Do you think so? Yeah.
I don't know when you, when did this book come out? Is it brand new?
Yeah, it came out earlier this month.
Do you know why this is better than Ripley's Believe It or Not? Because these are true. With Ripley's Believe It or Not, they just tell you something, and you can either believe it or you don't have to. It doesn't say it's true. They just tell you stories.
Yeah. All right, here's something that astounds me. I do play Candy Crush on my phone, and I have vowed to never purchase any in-app things.
Right.
I've done it a couple times, but I mean, total maybe $20. But there was Farmville that was really popular.
I remember Farmville. Sure.
Facebook users spent $1.85 billion on virtual purchases from Farmville chickens to virtual presents. Almost $2 billion.
In the United States or?
All over.
Through the globe.
Facebook users.
Wow.
Almost $2 billion on stuff.
Incredible.
It was just a virtual
just to buy
purchase.
A fake tractor and stuff. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the book is great. Cats are capable of mind control and 1,000 plus Uber facts you never knew you needed to know. Chris Sanchez on the line with us. Can you hang on a second? We're going to do a quick break and come up with some more interesting things where you can quiz us. And then we have a couple of listeners who want to bring up a hiccup remedy that perhaps could be in the next book.
Okay, cool.
That's excellent. Hold on, Chris. There we are. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Chris Sanchez is the king of useless facts. He has over 13 million Twitter followers, and he tells them dumb stuff on a daily basis. His new book is called Cats Are Capable of Mind Control, 1,000 Uber Facts You Never Knew You Needed to Know. It's fun stuff.
Now, Chris, did you get some questions ready to quiz us, and then we have some listeners?
I did.
All right, awesome. Go ahead.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yes.
Oklahoma state vegetable is a what?
A zucchini.
I'm going with the shallot.
Are these your final answers?
Yes.
I hate mine, but yes.
Oklahoma state vegetable is actually a watermelon.
Oh, man.
Really?
I was going to say that.
All right. I have one for both of you. What is the only state with a single syllable name?
Ooh, I know it.
I know it. Is it Maine?
Maine.
Yes.
It's Maine.
But I did it wrong because during the commercial break, I said, I have a fascinating fact about Maine.
I didn't use that to my advantage at all.
Right.
I still would have gotten it.
The first written instance of OMG that we know of was in a letter to Winston Churchill in 1917. That's not a question. That's a statement. The OMG.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was like true. I thought you were going to do a true or false. I was like,
by
true.
A Katy Perry fan? Did a Katy Perry fan write him a letter?
I don't know. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
I'm going to do some research. All right. What else do you have for us, Chris?
The most shoplifted food in the world is what?
Cigarettes. I guess that's not
food. The most shoplifted food is you eat cigarettes.
I'm going to say Fizz Whiz.
I'm going to say corn nuts.
The actual answer is cheese.
Oh, it's cheese, of course.
Can't you get government cheese? Why do you need to steal it? Cheese.
And, the most shoplifted book in the world. Do you know what that is?
50 Shades of Grey.
Cats Are Capable of Mind Control by Chris Sanchez.
You know what? I was just going to say I wish, but I actually don't wish.
No, that'd be bad for business.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
What is the most shoplifted book?
The Bible.
The Bible.
Is it the Bible? Yes. The book that tells us thou shalt not steal? Well, it doesn't say thou shalt not shoplift.
No, is that really true?
It's true, yeah. The most shoplifted book in the world is the Bible.
I amaze myself.
I think those Gideons stole them all. They hide them in hotels.
All right, Chris, this book is awesome. Where is it available? First of all, you have to follow Chris Sanchez on @UberFacts on Twitter. And I'm going to add you to my feed and find out a useless fact every day. But where can we get this book?
So the book can be bought at Target, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, HarperCollins.com. Any place that sells books will have this book. And UberFacts is on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Awesome. We will follow you. And now we wanted to share some hiccup remedies for your next volume. This is Nancy. Hi, Nancy. Chris Sanchez on the line with us.
Hey, Nancy.
Hi there, everybody. Yeah, this is a surefire way to get rid of them. My mom taught this to us when we were kids, and I'm 50 years old, so it's worked for a long time. And it's hard to explain it unless you're doing it, but you'd have a cup of water,
yeah,
a regular cup. You have to bend over
and sip from the opposite side.
And that has never failed me.
Is it because you're taking your mind off the hiccups and trying to focus on how to drink the water? Is that what it is? It would make, right?
Maybe, but I think someone said it has to do with the fact that the diaphragm then changes position.
Yes, because all that hiccups,
that the air is out.
Hiccups are a spasm of your...
over?
Right.
What, Chris?
Spasm of that diaphragm stop, I think.
Okay.
Do you have to bend over while drinking from the opposite side of the cup, Nancy?
Yeah, there's no other way, unless you're super, I don't know, talented.
You have to
bend over to drink out of the opposite side.
Right.
There you go. All right, Nancy. And there's one more. Kevin, which one's the best out of these, real quickly?
Ron or Debbie, I'll let you pick.
All right, Ron, your hiccup remedy?
A glass of water, a spoon, drink it, boom, gone.
Just drink a spoonful of water.
No, just take a glass of water,
yeah,
put a spoon or a fork or a knife, but don't poke yourself in the eye.
Oh.
Drink about two mouthfuls, gone.
Because you forget about the hiccups if you have a spoon in your eye. The hiccups aren't a bad problem
anymore.
So you
leave it upright like you would a straw and just drink around the spoon?
No, just hold the spoon back with your finger so it doesn't poke you in your face or whatever.
And what does that do?
Gets rid of your hiccups.
I don't know, but it gets rid of them.
All right. All right, Ron, we'll try that. Chris, we will help with our listeners if you ever have a question that you need answered. We can come up with it.
Okay, yeah.
Chris, congratulations. I'm sure when you started this venture out years ago, you didn't know that someday you'd have 13 million listeners and people following you and a big hit book, but you do. So we're very proud of you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Chris Sanchez's book, again, is Uber Facts, Cats Are Capable of Mind Control. Pick it up. It's great. Thanks, Chris. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll find out what John Hansen has on today's episode of the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.